Welcome back to Real Estate New. Candy, that was good information.
Thanks.
You know, you mentioned something a little bit earlier. You said, well, the difference in a realtor, how did I say it right?
Realtor.
Not a realtors. No, a realtor. And she's that's her hot button. That's why I joke her about it. And somebody that says, well, I have a real estate license. There's a big difference.
Yes, there is, Scott. The Texas Real Estate Commission, as I spoke about earlier, is the licensing entity for the state of Texas. You can get a real estate license, which is called a salesman's license to begin with, but that does not make you a realtor. To join a realtor association, much like the San Angelo Association of Realtors, you have to have that active Texas real estate license in order to do so. If you're a salesman, you have to come under a sponsoring broker who's already a member of the San Angelo Association of Realtors in order to join. Once you've joined, you have filled out an application, you've paid the appropriate fees, and you have agreed to abide by the code of ethics, which is the realtor's creed, is how we treat people, how we treat each other, and how we treat the public. Once you've agreed to all of that, then you can call yourself a realtor. Using the term is a trademark and can only be used by those who have a license who've joined an association of realtors.
Well, and what it means to you, if you have an issue with any of us and you have a deal, you can pick up the phone and call our association and say, hey, I got an issue. I want to see if there's something wrong or right here. And I think a lot of times it's this miscommunication. But if there's an issue, you know, there's a structure to help take care
yes,
of it.
Yes, Scott, there is. And communication really is the one I see the most. But if someone really has a complaint that they feel like that a realtor may not have done the job they should have done, there is a professional standards process done by the state of Texas, the Texas Association of Realtors. They just can call me. I'll put them in touch with the lady at TAR that handles this, and a professional standards grievance process would begin, much like a grand jury. And if one of the codes may have been broken or not adhered to, then a professional standards hearing would be held.
And I'm proud to say we don't have very many of those.
We do not. So San Angelo's got some good realtors attention.
We got some good people that sell real estate. We really do. One thing I want to touch on, and I'm real excited about, and you realize, Kenny, this is Sunday morning. So less than a week from today.
Yes, May 9th.
Is when this is going to be. We're gonna have a Claybird shoot, and I want to tell you all a little bit about it. It's our first one, and so I've been begging every friend, foe I can to help us. We're gonna give away some gift certificates, you know, like $500 or guns. I don't know how they're gonna figure out that for sure. So there's gonna be some freebies to do. We'll have an auction with some really really neat stuff. Of course, we're gonna have the red station and the green station open. So there'll be 100 birds for each person. And what we just got, which I'm real excited about, Lacey Co. Lance is going to host. We're going to have fresh homemade breakfast burritos for you to start with. And then Kenny Blanick. And can that boy cook or can that boy cook?
Yes, sir, he can.
And he is. We're going to have chicken fried steak. And you can tell by looking at me, that's my favorite. So we're going to feed you well, take care of you. And it's at the San Angelo Claybird Association. Registration starts at 8:30. It's $150 a person. That's your breakfast. You'll get your raffle ticket. It's not really a raffle ticket. It's your giveaway ticket, lunch ticket, where you'll get either a chance to win a minimum of $500, like four times. So that's a pretty cool deal.
That's a pretty cool deal.
So especially you pay $150 and win $500.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I've gone to several of these, and I've won several times. And
it's
I'm not even
really
lucky.
It's a really neat deal. This is a Claybird shoot, and the first one that the San Angelo Association has done. And we're looking forward to it. It's going to be neat. We've got a lot of people working on it, and it's going to be a fun time. 8:30 registration. We're going to try to start shooting about 9:30. There'll be time for lunch, time for breakfast. There's not much you're going to want to do except run through those stations and see how many of those claybirds you can shoot.
And I know this isn't really your deal, but actually, we're going to have a little beverages after the shoot. Mr. Slout, Mr. Ken Slout is our sponsor for that. So very gracious. Thank you, sir. So we're going to have some cold beverages for you after the deal, along with a great meal, a great auction.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great time. In fact, you can ask some questions. There'll be some people out there. There'll be way more people that are not realtors than are. But there'll be some times you have some questions, or what about these private property rights? You know, what's some of the things y'all do? And that's kind of what I wanted you to address a little bit. Some of the private property rights and some things that just came up, which, because it affects every single person in San Angelo, Texas.
Scott, private property rights is something that is our realtor. That's what we do. We protect private property rights. When the legislature's meeting, or when the city council is meeting, when the school board is meeting, or even when the county commissioners are meeting, they may have on their agenda something that affects private property rights, from taxation to ordinance changes. And there's one biggie that just happened in the legislature. Senate Bill 1 passed the Senate, and it will forever keep a transfer tax from being put on property owners. That's residential or commercial. This is a tax that we have been fighting as realtors for probably well over a decade. This bill would prohibit that from happening again, but it would be a constitutional amendment. How would you like to have a $100,000 home that you were getting ready to sell, you have a contract, and then be told that you're going to pay 1.5% tax for the privilege of selling that home?
Which has already jumped in Minnesota, I believe, to 7%.
Yes, sir. Once they get started at 1.5%, it's going to go up eventually.
So you're not talking a little money, like on $100,000. You're talking $7,000.
Mm-hmm. And that's for the privilege of selling something you own. And we, as realtors, feel like that is an undue burden on property owners. And we have fought it and fought it. With this bill, if the House passes it before the legislative session is over, we will have a bill that will go to the people in November as a constitutional amendment to prohibit that from ever happening in Texas.
And I'm going to tell you this story, Kenny. I think I might have, but I know that he's going to come shoot with us. And he said, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm doing this because I like you and we're doing the thing, but I don't give a flip about private property rights. And I said, really? And he said, I'm not going to own a house. I move around. I'm in the oil field, and he is. He's a great guy. And I said, well, let me help you with that. I said, as an owner of some property, if you rent, he goes, that's what I do. I said, if I get hit with all these taxes and stuff, guess what happens to your rent?
It's going to go
he
up.
He said, oh, man, I never thought about that. I said, so, yeah, you do believe in private property rights. Mm-hmm. So if you live in a property, and I think most of us do, if you're in a tent on a piece of land, it involves you.
Scott, what we protect as realtors is the land. And there's a saying in our preamble to our Constitution as realtors, and it says, under all is the land. There's not anything in our universe that doesn't have land under it, whether it be a house, a park, a rental, a commercial building. It doesn't matter. Land is under it, and somebody is owner of that property.
And what Will Rogers says, and they're not making any more of it.
They're not making any more of it.
So, folks, we really would appreciate it. Again, that's going to be May the 9th. That's going to be this coming Saturday out at the Claybridge Association. If you go out, like you're going to Mertzen, you'll see it. We'll have a big sign out there. You know, you make a ride on Duncan Road, and we'll be right there. You don't have to. We'd love for you to call and sign up. You can call me personally. You can call Scott at 234-7443, and I'll help you. Or come out and let us know. We do take credit cards. They asked me if we took credit cards. I hope so, because I don't have cash. But we're going to have it, and we're going to try our hardest to have some education. We're going to have some fun, too. And we would appreciate your support very, very much.
Excuse me. Yes. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be to protect private property rights is what this is all about. Come out, please. Be with the San Angelo Association of Realtors and help us not only have a great Claybird shoot, but also, in the end, protect private property rights.
Help us help you.
That's right.
Folks, have a great week. We'll catch you next week.
Thank you.